Support for the production of the Evening News comes from Bay Realty. Bay Realty, celebrating 50 years of listing and selling homes, lots, acreage, multifamily, commercial properties, and property management in the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Learn more and view current listings at bayrealtyalaska.com or by calling 907-235-6183. Bay Realty, since 1974.
Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. It's time for KBBI's Evening News. I'm Simon Lopez. The city of Homer is celebrating the 40th anniversary of its sister city relationship with Tesshio, Japan this year. KBBI's Jamie Deep reports Homerites will get to learn about Japanese culture, including a workshop to make traditional drums.
Sister cities are places in different countries that usually share weather, geography, and industry. And Homer's been connected with its sister city, Tesshio, Japan, since 1984. The same year they became sister cities, Homer sent a delegation to visit Tesshio. To celebrate the 40th anniversary, the city of Homer will hold various workshops next weekend, and Homer residents will also have the opportunity to see a gift from Tesshio representatives that will be on display at the Pratt Museum. That gift will remain on display through the summer. Megumi Beams is a liaison between the two cities. She also leads the Alaska Japanese Club, which teaches Homer students more about Japanese language and culture. In addition to teaching students to make cardboard taiko drums and performing in this year's Winter Carnival, Beams has worked since 2019 to connect Homer and Tesshio students virtually. Beams hopes these activities will encourage the young students to maintain a relationship that spans across borders.
That way, those generations maybe will be able to carry on our sister city program another 40 years.
Gary Lyon has been helping plan the celebration. He says one of those workshops will be creating taiko drums, or traditional Japanese drums.
It's a tightening of the drum head process where people dance on the top of the drum. We tighten it, and they get up and dance again, and we tighten it. It sounds like fun to me.
The drum heads are made of cowhide stretched over a frame. The workshop will be at the Kenai Peninsula College, and the performance the following day will be at the Mariner Theater. The workshop will be run by Tomodachi Daiko, an Anchorage-based taiko performance group. The day after the workshop, the performers will teach attendees how to play the taiko drums and perform. Homer hasn't sent an official delegation to Tesshio in the last 25 years, at least until they sent longtime Homer resident Kathy Stingley, her granddaughter, and her granddaughter's friend earlier this year. Stingley says the trip sparked an interest to start up more sister city visits again.
There were people who stayed with us and went around the town with us and made us feel so welcome and so special. And they're now excited again about coming to visit Homer.
Next weekend's festivities begin on May 3rd at the Pratt Museum with the exhibit on the sister city relationship, followed by the taiko drum making workshop at the Kenai Peninsula College. The festivities will end with performances and a drumming lesson the next day at the Mariner Theater. In Homer, I'm Jamie Deep.
Teachers, parents, students, and community members showed up to Kenai Peninsula Schools Wednesday morning dressed in red for a walk-in, a demonstration in support of public education funding. KBBI's Jamie Deep and KDLL's Rally Board have more.
Homer High School teacher Winter Marshall Allen leads the crowd in a chant as they walk into the school. Marshall Allen says she and teachers wanted to come together and show the importance of education to the community. Rather than the traditional walkouts that have happened at schools across the state, the walk-ins are designed to promote the same message without disrupting the school day.
We value it so much that we continue to persevere through the deficit of funding and of staffing and of resources in order to provide the best that we can with the resources that we currently have allocated to us.
The community action is in response to a failed attempt to raise the base student allocation, the amount of funding per student the state provides for public education. The BSA has not had a meaningful permanent increase since 2017. As a result, the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District approved a budget with nearly $8 million in cuts. The event was organized by the unions that represent teachers and support staff on the peninsula. Many former educators turned out for the walk-in at Homer High, including Debbie Poor, a retired longtime teacher at Paul Banks Elementary School. She says the cuts don't just affect the schools and students.
I cannot imagine a school without theater program, without a swimming program. The community relies on those also. We've watched a decade of cuts to public education, and it's wearing away at our community.
What do we want?
Higher BSA!
When do we want it?
Now!
Schools across the peninsula hosted similar walk-ins. At two Soldotna elementary schools, teachers cheered and chanted for a BSA raise in their parking lots as students arrived for school.
When do we want it?
Now!
Seward, Seldovia, and Kenai saw walk-ins as well. LaDawn Drews is the president of the Teachers Union and organized today's event.
I'm just very pleased that it looks like most sites that I'm aware of did make an effort to participate. And that was the goal, was for people to, in a sense, kind of make it their own, but also the goal of letting people know that we are involved in this conversation. We obviously do care. We obviously want the governor and the legislators to do better and to do right by our students.
Drews says her message for legislators is that schools can't carry on if funding stays the same.
I honestly don't believe public education in the state that we can keep doing business like this.
As the end of the legislative session nears, lawmakers are considering a one-time funding boost to schools equivalent to a $680 BSA increase. That line item was included in the state house's version of the operating budget passed earlier this month, and is also a part of the Senate's draft budget currently under consideration. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Riley Board.
And in Homer, I'm Jamie Deep.
And that's it for tonight's news. Taking a look at the weather for the Western Kenai Peninsula, starting with tonight, cloudy skies and a chance of rain in the evening. Scattered rain showers after midnight with lows in the 30s. Variable winds to 10 miles per hour. For tomorrow, Friday, mostly cloudy skies and isolated rain showers with highs in the mid-40s to lower 50s. Variable winds at 10 miles per hour. And KBBI's spring membership drive starts tomorrow, but supporting KBBI is a year-round activity. A sustaining membership is as little as $10 a month. That's just $120 a year for the news, emergency coverage, and music that you enjoy every day. There is no need to wait to become a sustaining member of KBBI this year. Show that you value the information you hear on KBBI AM 890 and sign up for a monthly donation to your public radio station. To donate, visit kbbi.org or call us 907-235-7721 and be sure to stop by the station during the drive and say hello. Thank you. This is KBBI, and you are listening in Homer on AM 890 and in Seward on 88.1 FM through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening. Good evening.